720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And on the 4th of July, excited. Of course, we're celebrating the independence of America and all that. But one of the ways that, we celebrate all of that is with food. And there is no food better than barbecue. And there is no better barbecue guy than the Barbecue Hall of Famer, America's Rib King himself, the one and only famous Dave Anderson. Dave, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, I am so excited to be on your show this 4th of July weekend. And boy, I'm telling you, barbecue is America's food. I think everybody knows when you want to have a great time, you got to have barbecue. It's barbecue is how America celebrates, really.
It really is. And so there's some other ways that that not only fans are celebrating. I know you guys are doing some parking lot parties. There's one coming up in Addison, which is one of those great locations, and that is going to be coming up on the 8th. We're going to get some of the details with that for sure. But there's also not only that opportunity for people to get in there, have some of those great ribs and pulled pork sandwiches. I know there's going to be drink specials and beer, but there's also a unique competition that's happening related to the World Food Championships.
Yes, sir, that's right. We have partnered up with the World Food Championships, which is one of America's fastest growing, what they call food sport, where you get some of the weekend barbecue warriors who are really proud of the barbecue that they smoke up. And then we've been doing cook-offs all around the country at different famous days. The winners and runner-ups get a golden ticket to go to Dallas in November, where they compete for the World Food Championships in barbecue. And I'm telling you, they have got some huge prizes. I think totally something like $300,000.
Wow.
Now that's a lot of winning.
Plus bragging rights, right, Dave? Because it's a pretty prestigious title to have. And on the barbecue side, when it comes to titles, you've won hundreds of competitions around the country's famous Dave's has. And of course, you're a member of that of the prestigious Barbecue Hall of Fame and all that. One of the things that I love about you, and I've traveled, you know this, you're America's Rib King. You're not just like Chicago's Rib King, but you've traveled all around the country. I've traveled all around the country as well, covering different barbecue events. And one of the things is we don't necessarily think Chicago has gotten its due, but it's starting to come for a lot of, whether it's the Pitmasters or the history of Chicago and barbecue. People think of, you know, Carolina barbecue or Texas barbecue or Memphis, Kansas City, all that kind of stuff. Chicago is really one of those barbecue capitals.
You know, I think you're absolutely right, Dane. I've been saying this for a long time. Chicago really has a tremendous history when it comes to barbecue, smoked meats, you know, including the fact that we had the stockyards which supplied, you know, almost all the meats all over the country. But I can remember as early as 1959 standing in line with my dad at Lem's, when Lem's was down at 59th and State Street. Again, 1959, I was standing getting rib tips with my dad. So you look at all of the great barbecue places that Chicago has had over the years. You know, we got Twin Anchors, which has been around forever. And today you have Smoke, which is always on everybody's list. And then Famous Dave's, you know, we've been part of the Chicago barbecue scene. But there's a lot of great barbecue in the city of Chicago that has been around for a long, long time. We should be right up there with Kansas City and Memphis. I mean, not only do we got great pizza, but we got the world's best barbecue right here in Chicago.
We got all that. And you represent a lot of those different things. We're going to get into the pizza side of Famous Dave Anderson in just a bit. But in that Addison location, if you go in that Addison location and let the listeners know, it is right there. I think it's on, is it on Army Trail or Lake Street? We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com. And for that big party coming up on the 8th, inside there is one of the signed T-shirts from the great barbecue tour, the great Chicago barbecue tour that you engineered in your efforts to highlight great Chicago barbecue and its personalities. That T-shirt is still there, Dave.
Well, I'd like to have everybody come out. Famous Dave's on July 8th. We are going to have some of the best smokers from and pit masters from Chicago competing to get their golden ticket to the World Food Championships being held in Dallas, Texas. This July 8th, Addison Famous Dave's, We are going to have a rocking good time. There's going to be a lot of great barbecue to eat. We're going to have some butt rocking music being played. And of course, the pit masters are, you know, they're going to be conjuring up their secret barbecue recipes, hoping to win. And I'll be looking forward to judging some of those dishes. I'm telling you, we've got some great barbecue. We've got some great competitions. It's going to be a fun time. Hope everybody comes out on this July 8th.
Yeah, you and I will both be there. We'll both be getting in on all of that action you mentioned. So here on you mentioned pizza. Of course, you can't say Chicago without saying pizza. A lot of times it gets into that conversation. The 4th of July up in Hayward, probably where you are right now, Dave. And, you know, you'll be doing some barbecue on the aquarium smoker. Of course, a very Chicago way to enjoy barbecue. But also, you mentioned pizza. You have sort of that Northwoods pizza yourself. I wanted to hear about that. We were talking about it the last time. So when it comes to Famous Dave, Chicago and pizza, you're in there.
You know, that's an interesting thing you brought that up. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, Dave Anderson, Famous Dave, is a Chicago boy. Born and raised in Chicago. I grew up eating the best, you know, storefront barbecue in Chicago. But, you know, growing up in Chicago, you got to love Chicago's pizza. And so all these years that I've been a barbecue pit master, I've also been ninja on making the world's best pizza.
Yep.
And a few years ago, up in Hayward, Wisconsin, we opened up Tamarack Farms Pizza. And we've got lines out the door. And we've been making up pizzas, fresh salads, homemade wine. And I'm telling you, it's a fun time. Tamarack Farms Pizza up in Hayward.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that, as well for people to come up and visit and see you hopefully this summer. So when it comes to pizza, and as we let you go, what kind do you like? Personally, for me, I like all kinds. You know, I like the pub style pizza. I like a deep dish pizza. You make a campfire pizza that's second to none. What do you have up there at Tamarack? And Dave, what's your favorite?
I started doing farm pizzas where we're using, I have a small family farm in Hayward, Wisconsin, and we started cooking up pizzas, backyard barbecue parties, you know, like I used to have, and then I started doing backyard pizza parties, and then people started saying, Dave, you gotta be selling those pizzas, and so we started selling Tamarack Farms pizza. But, you know, I think when it comes to Chicago, of course, we're known for our deep dish pizza, but we're also known for our tavern, our thin crust tavern style pizzas.
Yep.
And you know, you got Vito and Nick's, you've got Pat's Pizza, which has always been a Chicago favorite. Couple of my other favorites are Obby's on Archer. You've got Fox Pizza at Oak Lawn. I mean, there's a Barnaby's. There's a lot of great pizza places in Chicago. Not just, you know, you got Gino's, you got Lou Malnati's, you've got My Pie Pizza, you got Pequod's. There's a lot of really great pizza in Chicago. And Dave, now you're getting me hungry.
I know. It's like, yeah, I mean, he is America's rib king, but he is every bit Chicago's very own. He just rattled off like 20 of the top pizza places in Chicago, the one and only Famous Dave. Dave Anderson, we'll let you get back to it on the 4th of July. Our best to the family. We'll have links up to July 8th, Addison, Famous Dave's. It's a parking lot party. You're going to have all of that great stuff for the fans to be able to eat some food and ribs and beer and some drink specials. We'll be doing all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, some pit masters get an opportunity to represent their best stuff right there at the World Food Championships in Dallas. So, Dave, we'll let you go. But happy 4th of July, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Hey, Dane, thank you for having me on, and all to all your listeners. May you have the best 4th of July ever. This is really a great country where you can not only have the best pizza in Chicago, but also the best barbecue. You guys, may you always be surrounded by good friends and great-tasting barbecue. Have a great 4th. God bless America. This really is a great country, and I'm happy to be America's rib king here in the greatest country in the world. Take care, Dane.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio, 4th of July, a beautiful day where people are going to be getting out They're going to be out on the back porch. They're going to be making hot dogs, making hamburgers, doing all sorts of things, maybe lighting off some of those fireworks that they have left from last night, or maybe taking a nap because they were kept up all night from the fireworks. Who knows what people are going to be doing? It's a nice day to sit down, relax, reminisce, kind of plan the summer, and then also think back to some of those great road trips. We heard from Dave Schwann about his road trip where it was like, I don't know, it was 8,000 miles. It was in the back of an Oldsmobile, and Grandma and Grandpa were piled on top at some point. And so Andy Mazur, of course, you know, you've done everything in Renaissance Man and obviously had. did you do one of those sort of Clark Griswold style family truckster vacations?
Yeah, we did it. We did a couple in the summer. We did one, I remember, I believe it was 1976-ish. We drove to Estes Park, Colorado.
Oh, that's a beautiful place.
Yeah. And they had just had a gigantic flood there just a couple days before we got there. The Big Thompson River overflowed its banks and it was washed out a bunch of roads. We were sitting in North Platte, Nebraska, wondering if we were going to have to turn around and go home or be able to go right to Estes Park. So we did that. But I remember 4th of July was always kind of cool because we'd go to Michigan City, Indiana. And my dad and a couple of his friends from school and their families.
So you would go there, Andy, for the outlet mall, of course.
Yeah, well, exactly. That was a little bit before the outlet malls were a thing. But, yeah, we would go there and spend a few days, and we would watch Yankee Doodle Dandy on TV. And, of course, we would watch whatever baseball game was on during the day and do a little swimming and do a little eating out and barbecuing. And it was a lot of fun.
Well, you'd go in Michigan City. That's the dunes, right? That's
yep,
a big
Indiana
place
dunes, yeah.
For giant piles of sand. And back in the day, you didn't need, you know, all the super simulators or video games or technological. Just a pile of sand. That was all the entertainment you needed.
Yeah. Later on, I had my Mattel Electronics football, which took a lot of my time. But, you know, before then, we were just sitting on the beach, happy to go swimming and making s'mores at night. And we had our own little, we had sparklers and all that kind of stuff, but nothing professional grade for the fireworks.
312-981-7200 for people that want to share their sort of, how did you pass the time on your road trip? So Andy, did you, now of course we talk about like our kids are super spoiled. They have, you know, they have their tablets, they have their phone, they can listen to any song they want on loop. And we had to resort to punching each other when we saw a certain color car. What did you do? What did you guys do to pass the time on the trip?
So we did play the license plate game. We tried to see license plates from all the states that we could possibly see. And I don't know how to describe this, but there were we did Mad Libs. That was one thing we used to do.
Okay.
Mad Libs.
That's a good one.
And I can't remember what these really were, but they were books where you would have a special pen and you would rub the pen on the paper and it would reveal the answers to trivia questions. It was like an orange pen. But it kind of revealed answers in a little book. I wish I could remember the actual name. Someone out there will know what I'm talking about, I hope. But we used to do those in the back seat of the family truckster, the 1974 Ford Gran Torino station wagon.
Whoa,
with the wood panel.
The Gran Torino, that's the optional rally fun pack.
Oh, yeah. We had that going. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Did you ever travel with any family pets? Did you have a sibling in the side that you were like, he keeps touching me? Was any of that stuff?
My younger brother Craig, he was a little instigator in the back seat. And
did you hear things like, "Don't make me pull over this car"?
Oh, that's it. The threats.
We did. We heard that. You know, and I can remember back in those days we weren't seat belted in or anything.
No.
We
just no.
Jumping over the back seat into the way back.
Were your parents chain smoking with the windows up the entire time?
No. My dad used to smoke a pipe.
Okay.
And once in a while the windows would be closed. And I remember those smells like it was yesterday.
Oh, that's America. The smells of the grill or the pipe or the family truckster, all of that stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
When we come back from this break, we're going to have better smells, right? Barbecue and some of the food from Sunny Anderson, you know her from the Kitchen Food Network. Barbecue Brawl is coming up, and she'll share with that on the Food Network. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. On the 4th of July, and excited to have on the line, she is Air Force radio author, inventor, and superstar for so many of your favorite shows on the Food Network. It is the one and only Sunny Anderson. Happy 4th of July. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, hey. You know I like to spend a holiday with you, Dane. You already know.
We've done a lot of...
I know I'm doing something right when you invite me to hang out on the holidays.
You know, that's the way it is, right? We've done a lot of Thanksgivings. We've done a lot of, you know, maybe some Super Bowls, which is kind of like a national holiday. Yeah, that's for sure.
Totally.
Yep. And then here we are on the 4th of July, which is a date that is equal parts. You know, some people, we celebrate it with food, but there's always those people come out of the woodwork to say that, hey, it's really about independence. And it is every bit of that. But the way people celebrate oftentimes is with food. Oftentimes, barbecue is in that team photo. And so Sonny, you know, I know you love barbecue, and I know that you're great at every kind of discipline on the cuisine side. So talk a little bit about excitement for the brawl.
Hey, man, let me tell you, first of all, I love Bobby Flay, okay? I love Bobby Flay because he's easy to dislike, actually. He's just perfection in so many areas, it's annoying. Like, I've sat on the, you know, Beat Bobby Flay set so many times as a co-host, and I've seen him do things like win in a Jamaican food battle, and he's never been to Jamaica. You know what I mean? It's like, this guy is really dynamic when it comes to cookery. And Dane, thank you for giving me the compliment, saying that I'm good at everything, but not like Bobby. Yeah. So, you know, my goal for Barbecue Brawl, which starts next week on the 10th of July, is really just to, like, do my best to take him down. I'm really good at distraction. And we all know last season, Ann Burrell won. So, the strategy is, how can Ann and I both team up to take him down, you know? And then we can maybe hopefully be in the finals together. All I know is that he's fun to make realistic because he's actually pretty dreamy.
And for the listeners, you know, Sonny knows that she has, like, Bobby Flay socks. I think you have all sorts of, maybe even a Bobby Flay action figure. Who knows, right? What may be out there. So Ann Burrell is one of those that she has kind of, she sort of has like a dark side. You know, she does have a little bit of that. You do not have a dark side. You have a sunny side. But you do know Bobby Flay as well as anyone from those great seats watching all of those. You know where his weak points are or maybe aren't. Because I have to say, too, that you know, with all of that sort of like love to hate him kind of thing, even though I don't know if people hate him, but you know what, but he's got sort of that personality. But the thing is he can back it up when those bad guys can back it up. I have always been amazed with just what he does. You have these people that their whole discipline is, their life is doing whatever it is, whatever kind of food, they just come in with all that experience and confidence, and he beats them. It's got to be demoralizing.
Listen, it's crazy. But it's like, I tell people all the time, if you're ever going to lose, right? Lose on TV, because forever people are going to tell you should have won. So, you know, we've got tons of episodes, tons of battles. There's 12 actual pit masters coming on to compete, right? Yep. So, you know, you're going to lose some. And for me, the key is with Bobby is just try to beat him at his own game. Because I have watched him so many times, right? And for me, he's at the top of the list of respect. Not only is he an amazing chef, but he's just a really nice guy. You know, he's a really good guy to work with, and he's a joy. And the thing about Anne is, you say she's got a dark side. Let me tell you something. She has busted her tail in this game for so long in the chefing game before TV. She's an Iron Chef. She deserves her respect. And she actually beat him last season. So I got a whole new respect for her, because this is a guy who all his shows are competition shows now.
He's
a professional competitor.
I see what you're doing, Sonny. And this is very smart, right? Is you're kind of killing him with kindness, a lot of compliments, a lot of
that.
But secretly, you're in the weeds, you know, contemplating their demise. I know that. So,
I am.
So here's the thing. So on the pitmaster side, so here's the other thing. This isn't like one of those, like with Anne, with like Worst Cooks in America, you know, where they come in kind of admitting that they do need help and they need the guidance of a food professional.
No, these people are coming in telling me get out of the way.
Yeah.
Like, and I love it.
How do you, but see, here's the thing. So Sonny, how do you coach them? Because when people come in, it's a whole different world doing it on TV, whether there's time limits or constraints on the ingredients. Factoring that in is a different world from it. Are you going to help them negotiate that part?
Well, you're going to see it. You're going to see two Iron Chefs and the home cook, which is me, right? Pick teams and then try to guide those teams to greatness, where the people on these teams, rightfully so, come in knowing they are at the top of their game. And so a lot of times they don't want to hear anything. They just want to, you know, look, help. Go get this ingredient for me. You know, I will do whatever it takes to get my team to the top. If it's a rally cry, if it's a pep talk, if it's, like I said, running to get an ingredient and just being their sous chef, I'm here for it. Like, I want them to win. And, you know, I had some discussions with the team that I picked and the people that I ended up working with, letting them know, like, this is not just, you know, the beating of your chest competition you want to win. It's also, like, to me, an on-air audition for anyone else in your future. They're going to see you on this show, and they're going to remember exactly how you won and exactly how you lost, right? And so it's always hold yourself with dignity, and then just do the best you can, because it's two Iron Chefs, Dane. What am I doing? I have no idea. Like, did they run out of people? Like, what is happening?
Here's what it is. It's television, Sonny, and you make good television. You're entertainment, right? So you're part of it.
Let me tell you something. What they don't realize is that I'm a dark horse. I spent the entire quarantine on my show, The Kitchen, outside on the grill. I did everything on the grill to the point where people were making fun of me, like, why is she not in her own kitchen? Why is she not inside? Does she even have a kitchen? You know, so for me, it's kind of like, I get it. I'm a home cook and I'm not an Iron Chef and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But we all come from home cooks. Our moms and our dads, they're the ones that fed us our whole lives. And barbecue is not fancy. So they're going to try and put the Ritz on and be all fancy and stuff like that. But it's charcoal, it's wood briquettes, it's open flame. Good luck, because if you want a caveman with me, good luck. Just good luck on that, all right?
So I think that's part of it, too, is they're gonna maybe take you lightly, but you know what? Mm-hmm. You're going to be every bit of it. Right there too. And okay, so Food Network, what they do a lot of times to make it fun for listeners, make it a little harder for some of these people that think they have it all figured out, is they take them out of their element. Yep. So barbecue, you've got, why is this, it's in California for one, the setting, it's not in Kansas Crazy. City, it's not in Austin,
or
Texas.
Austin. It's been in Austin the whole time.
Yeah,
I mean, that would have been nice because I'm from Texas. And the crazy thing about California is Bobby wants to be respectful to where we're shooting. So we use this apparatus called a Santa Maria. Dane, I just bragged about grilling and everything, but I had never heard of it before until I got the set. And I was like, a Santa Maria? It's like this big gargantuan thing that you put your, it's like, I can't even describe it. You have to crank it up and crank it down your grill, and you got to watch the flame beneath, and you got to put on oven gloves or whatever you want to call them. Like, it's just, there's a lot going on with that apparatus and grilling on it. So there are some challenges that, you know, I had to face as the first time being in California with this, but I think they would do pretty well. Listen, the premiere is 90 minutes, and that lets you know there's a lot going on.
So here's the thing. Let the listeners know we're talking with the one and only Sonny Anderson right here on the 4th of July. And, of course, you know her from The Kitchen, all those great shows, everything that she does, and the Inflatium, right, tailgating and all that kind of stuff coming up. Barbecue Brawl is where she is going to be doing her show. And so, Sonny, talk a little bit about maybe you know, what people win. They're going to get bragging rights, obviously. You mentioned the value of being on television. There's certainly some value to that. You don't want to cry, right? Some constructive advice there. Don't have people want to avoid you.
Well,
what do they win?
There's some bragging rights. There's some, and something, you know, there's a big reveal at the very end with the winner and what they receive. I don't want to give it away, but I think that, like, everything aside, it is the bragging rights that last forever, right? This is and also I always tell people it's going to rerun too. So, like, every time it airs, it's another chance for people to, like, see you be great. There's definitely going to be some tears, Dane. Like, I can't lie and say I did. I might have cried.
What? Hopefully it was part of that distraction technique.
I don't know, but just, you know what it is? I really took it seriously in that I wanted my team to win every single challenge and battle, because I started at the network by just getting one chance on Emeril Lagasse, right? And I was just doing it as a caterer, wanting to increase my business because it's a great platform. And so I'm saying to myself, this is a chance to kind of steward others through the same process that I had, yes. Which is the first time on the network. What are you going to do? How are you going to represent yourself on a plate, right? And then how can you convince these people to bring you back if you don't do so well, right? So for me, it's bigger than just like if I win or if Bobby wins or if Ann wins. It's literally the team. And newsflash, there's someone on the show from Chicago, Dane. I can't give everything away, but I'll give you one exclusive. So wow. You guys are going to have someone to really root for.
Wow. Oh, that is...
Yeah, we got people from all over the country. People from Cali that you feel like, oh, they've worked on Santa Maria before, so they know what they're doing. People from all over the country. So, and even some people that... I don't want to give it away. I'm talking too much, Dane.
No. It's just enough. And the tie-ins are perfect, right? Because you mentioned this new beginnings, kind of getting out there in the world, making a name for yourself. That's what America did back in the Revolutionary War, right? We got into that war. You didn't know what was going to happen. Boom. But it was like a cameo for a bigger picture. And that's what happened. So I think it all ties together. This is an opportunity for America, right? To see some new people, you know, crown some new champions in the bragging rights. Look at all those American bragging rights we got from the 4th of July. And so we're going to be doing that today. Last thing, Sonny, of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. What do you do as an inspirational force? It's a little bit early today. People could still get out and shape their day. What does a Sonny Anderson do on the 4th of July? Maybe some firework safety for sure, but on the food side?
Well, I like a very well done and burned hot dog. I need 360 degrees of char to the point where the skin is like almost removing itself from the internal meat, if you will. I also love to throw on a side of salmon for some reason, because I know that I'm not going to finish the whole thing, and I can flake it into salads and stuff like that throughout the week, or have it with breakfast with some scrambled eggs or something the next day. So I like to put things on the grill, kind of like meal planning, because it's a big grill, you know, you got room on it, right? So you might as well put some things on there that make sense. And then I think fruit always happens. But I'm really lucky. If you're lucky, if you're in a city like Chicago, if you're in the right place, you look out the window, you could see the fireworks, legal or illegal, right? So we have neighbors that do fireworks, and it's kind of like the unspoken thing where, you know, the police aren't going to do anything. They just kind of let the fireworks happen. So I'm looking forward to, mustard on my hot dog.
That's great. So you're taunting law enforcement for not enforcing the fireworks laws. Well, you know, it's that kind of day where you can just sort of like, you know, live in the moment and enjoy it. It's great if your neighbors have great fireworks. But for you, Sonny, did you guys, like growing up, did you have fireworks? Do you have some sparklers like ready to go today? Anything like that? Or those snakes that kind of, you know, ruin the sidewalk that we get yelled at?
Yeah, we had sparklers. Or remember those snap things that you would throw on the ground and it had like gunpowder in it? Heck, they would snap when they hit the ground. I don't know what they were called, but they looked like little pieces of tissue. You just throw a big old, I don't even know why we had those. They don't do anything other than scare the person that you're with. But yeah, I love 4th of July. Like you said at the beginning of this, man, like really, we're all working hard. Like, I love also that it's a little bit deeper into the week. So it's like yesterday we kind of had off, you know what I mean? And then you go back to work tomorrow, or do you, you know? It shortens the week when it's on the Tuesday. So just get together with your family and enjoy.
Last thing, Sonny. So tell people when they can watch it. Of course, they'll go to foodnetwork.com. We'll have links up. But when should they be on the lookout for you and all that action on Barbecue Brawl?
So it's coming up Monday on the 10th of July. 9 o'clock. It's a 90-minute episode, which that shocked me. So that lets me know that something happened where they're like, we got to show more of this. I hope it's not me messing up. Listen, it's a good time. The 12 contenders, I mean, chances are, you know who, you know, if you're watching around America, and we all know WGN, we can catch it around America. You're going to know someone, or someone's going to be familiar from your area. And these are people that are just like you. They thought that they could do something great on the grill, right?
But 11 of them can't. No, just kidding.
Well, you know, that's the crazy thing. It's hit or miss every week, and you never know what's going to work. There were some prizes in there, some surprises where it's like, what? You know, that one? Or I can't even. I wish I could. Dane, we're going to have a sidebar. I'll tell you everything. No, I won't. But
you
know,
it is must see TV. We're going to have Amberell, the one and only Bobby Flay, and the future champion, the master of Q, Sonny Anderson, Barbecue Brawl coming up again. We'll have links up. Sonny, get back to your regularly scheduled day. Remember, safety with the fireworks. Don't run with the sparklers. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you for always holding me down. You know I love you. You know I love Chicago. You know I always have to shout out who I call the king or the jester of Chicago, a.k.a. Jeff Morrow. Right. You're just, as a former radio host, you're just everything to me, and I appreciate you, Dane.
Thanks, Sonny.